You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
So some years ago, my wife worked at a Christian school, and we had the first senior class coming along about this time of the year. They wanted to take a spring break, wanted to go down to Florida, someplace nice, sit on the beach. And one of the parents, thank God, said, why don't we try to incorporate Christian service into that week? Yeah, have some, have some sun time, fun time, but do some Christian service. And so my wife was online looking, and she found out, lo and behold, that Habitat for Humanity has a collegiate challenge alternative break for spring breakers. Now, it says collegiate challenge. I'm aware of that. But she called and asked, and they said they'll take a high school class. I'm just throwing it out there. Maybe too late this time of the year, to plan it out, obviously, because you have to raise your own support, that kind of thing. We went to Florida a number of times. I mean, I think we did 7 years we chaperoned them. And, of course, each year they want to up it. I want to go to California and things like that. But Florida is a great place to go simply because they do such a great job with Habitat for Humanity. And they're used to a lot of collegiate challenge groups coming. I think I'm pretty sure every time we went, we had a group of probably 8, 10, 12, depending on the year, and we were usually working alongside college kids about the same size, and working on a house, usually in different places. It's really a unifying thing to do. It's not just, the first few hours are absolutely brutal, I will tell you that. They're like going, is it time to quit yet? Not even break time yet. Come on. But then, by Thursday, they're like, can we stay next week? Man, this is the coolest thing ever. The bonding is incredible. You have people overcoming things. Like, I remember one year there was a girl that had a deathly fear of heights. So she ended up getting on the roof. Imagine that. That was huge. It was a huge deal. A lot of the cliques are broken down. A lot of hard work going on. The high school kids are just absolutely fantastic because when they were told something to do, they went and did it, And then we always had a day off, which was fantastic. Go do something like that. So it's really cool. It's called Collegiate Challenge. And I put the link. It's basically habitat.org and then a lot of other things after that. But I put the link on the Sound of Life Facebook page if you want to check it out. What you need to know about alternative break trips.
Awesome.
It is awesome.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
I want to tell you about a group that was traveling on a weekend road trip in Georgia. They can now add lifesavers to their resumes. Yep, the 5 students from the University of Georgia, they're being honored as heroes after they took action during a dramatic turn of events. And maybe it takes a group of 5. You're traveling, you're going to go to Savannah for a St. Patrick's Day weekend of festivities, and you come around the corner, you approach the Briar Creek Bridge, and you see something odd. And they said they kind of pulled over fast, turned, went down the hill to the boat ramp area, and they just saw this white minivan submerged in the water. Wow. They jumped out of their car toward the 3 passengers. The college student said that along with there was a mother, 2 children in the back of the car. One was 4 years old. They're all fine. They were treated, looked at the hospital overnight and released the next day. Pretty incredible. What is really maybe more incredible is the name of the students. Eleanor, Caitlin, Clark, Jane, and Molly, sorority sisters. Yeah.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter. He is that morning person.
I don't know if you watch Young Sheldon. I don't know if you're a big fan or not, but there was an episode. It takes place back, in the 70s? Something, kind of before. And he's a kid, and he's brilliant, of course, and stuff. And the mom in the show, she's having, a church crisis. She's really down. She's really having a lot of doubts and stuff. And they're sitting out one night looking, and Sheldon's, explaining to her, if there was just a tenth of a difference in the gravitational field, if the Earth was, you know, just micro millimeters closer or further away from the sun. And she said, man, for an atheist, you're sure trying hard to convince me that there's a God. Well, I'm going to give you a little bit more, and it's a very simple analogy. I hope you got a few pennies, all right? And I hope you know what a wheat penny looks like. And originally, if you've got one, don't use it for a church demonstration. I just want to say that. So this is from Stonebridge Church right here, and it only takes a minute, and I'll give you a little something to go with sometime when somebody's, you know, like, nah, I don't know about this. You know, boy, those evolutionists sure are, you know, they sure are convincing and stuff. This might change their mind. You ready? Here it goes.
Imagine covering the whole of the USA with pennies. That's 3.8 million square miles. Covering the entire surface of the USA with pennies so that there is not a single centimeter that is not covered. And then I want you to imagine that on top of each of those individual pennies, there are pennies that are stacked so high that it reaches the moon in every single area over the entire USA. And the moon is, by the way, 400,000 kilometers away. And then I'm going to tell you that in the midst of all of those pennies, there is a single wheat penny. And you go into that giant stack that covers the expanse of the USA and reaches up to the moon, and you select that on your first try, that is the probability that you have emerged by chance.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
He's really quite a chatterbox.
The Sound of Life.
You know, there was I think this really happens. There's a story about a young man and his mom. They're waiting to go down to the parking garage in a big building. And every time the elevator came down, it was packed with people from the above floors. And it was just always that way. And so one guy, he hits the up button. And he says, I know what he's doing. And so you're getting the elevator on the way up while it's empty. And you get on it, and it goes up. You don't want to go up, but you will be going, you know, you're going to go down. You want to get on the elevator. He's talking about that analogy that God will send you in a direction that doesn't seem like the direction you should be going in order to get you situated so that you'll be in position. And I was thinking of a golf shot that Tiger Woods made. Ever since then, I've watched golf in a different way before. Tiger Woods, and you probably would guess this, not even if you didn't ever play golf or even know what I'm talking about, you probably know the name Tiger Woods. Back in the day, hit probably the greatest golf shot ever hit. He was off the green. He chipped it onto the green, way away from the hole. It rolled around. It looked like one of those cartoon shots, you know, where the ball's rolling around and some magnetic force is bringing it in. And the crowd watched it go in the hole, and they said, that has got to be one of the greatest golf shots ever hit. But what people forget is that one of the worst shots ever hit was the one before that. He shanked the ball. He hit it. That's why he was in the position to make the greatest shot ever hit.
Your morning dose of encouragement. The Cup of Joe Morning Show on the Sound of Life.
Always trying to bring up your IQ a little bit. the IQ of the listening audience right here. But so I got a new word. We got a new word today, and it's my new favorite word. I don't want to just narrow it down. It is a Japanese word, and maybe that's your new favorite Japanese word, but I have so little favorite words that I thought I'd just include that. And the definition is basically, it's the word for when you're not hungry, but you eat because your mouth is lonely. I love that. You're not hungry. We've all done that. You eat because your mouth is lonely. The word kuchi sabishi. So you have a avoid kuchi sabishi.
The Sound of Life.
My personal favorite funny story is pretty amazing. You'll think of this in the middle of the day, then you just start laughing. Perhaps spit your coffee out, and somebody will say, what in the world? And you say, well, I just thought of this account back in 1996. An avid bird watcher in Devon, England, spent a whole year hooting at owls and then recording their responses. Unaware that it was one of his neighbors pretending to be an owl and hooting back.
That's all, folks.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.